All right, a couple of notes from the convention. Blood drive, day 4. Okay, this is impressive. You guys completely rock. As of the publication of the Daily Dragon this morning, we were close to 2,100 usable units of blood.
Yeah, that's double.
That is double what we had last year, and that is double what Comic-Con hit this year. Yeah. We may be certified by Guinness as the biggest blood drive. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
You know why? Vampire Diaries. Vampires draw all the blood giving.
There you go. Thank you, CW. Finally. The final donation window will be Monday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Marriott, A701, A702, on the atrium level of the hotel. Blood drive donors are forgetting to pick up their Heinlein pens. If you forgot yours, please stop by the blood drive to pick it up again. Another thing I want to talk about is the DragonCon Thriller update. Anybody make it over to the Sheraton yesterday to see the Thriller contest? Oh, that's right. Sorry. Was anybody in it?
We've got some people who were in it.
Okay. I saw the footage from that we were going to submit to Guinness, and I can't show that because the rules of it are that we take one of the cameras for Guinness, and they get that footage, and you can't be used for anything else until it's recertified by
them. You have to burn it as PAL.
I have to burn it in a European format because Guinness is, Britain.
Do you at least get beer out of it for sending that?
No, actually, I don't. Sorry about that. According to the paperwork, we had 903 dancers. The world record was 475, was the last certified world record. And the big attempts in Mexico and Korea didn't count because they had some technical issues like using the wrong version of the song, not keeping any paperwork, that kind of nonsense. So if that all works out, we've got it pretty easily. We're going to try to get highlights of that set up and put on the highlights DVD for DragonCon. I apologize if we don't get the rights to use the music with it, but apparently Michael Jackson, pretty popular guy, so relicensing the music for legal distribution is a little difficult. Yeah, exactly, that guy. Now, the guy who's actually a zombie now. Wait, too soon? All right.
Too soon.
Too soon. Steven, you love the gaming. Tell me about the Munchkin Tournament.
Munchkin Tournament. Tad Beatty and Skip Faulkner shared a victory. How many of you have played Munchkin? It's the, the card game that simulates the Munchkining D&D where you're trying to min-max your character and all things like that. It only took them 4 hours of play to win. The thing about Munchkin is you tend to get towards the end and then everybody piles on you and drags you back down. So eventually the only reason anyone ever wins Munchkin is everyone else goes, fine, I don't care anymore, take it. So a tournament, 4 hours of Munchkin play.
Wow.
I think I would have died.
Man, that's a lot of browbeating your friends, isn't it?
That's a lot of Munchkining.
Yes. All right. I think it's time to talk. Oh, first of all, if we're getting into the schedule changes, DragonCon has this wonderful Julie Award that we present every year at the awards banquet Julie Award is bestowed for universal achievement spanning multiple genres selected each year for our esteemed panel of industry professionals. It is for Julie Schwartz, who has been very prolific in DragonCon's history. It was presented to Leonard Nimoy by Pat Henry, the chairman of DragonCon, last night. And from what I can tell, everybody in the room was really moved by the presentation. So I actually didn't get to see that because I was running the Dawn contest. So hopefully you guys got a chance to see that. But the Julie Award, go look up some history on that because that's actually a pretty cool award, and we're pretty selective who we give that out to. All right. Schedule changes. You want to jump in on this with us, Allie?
Sure.
All right, Allie, take us through the additions.
Okay, additions. Ginger Buchanan will be on The Future of Urban Fantasy, Monday, 11:30 a.m., in the Montreal and Vancouver rooms.
All right. Australian skeptics study a paranormal and pseudoscience beliefs. They can't explain what Vegemite is, but they will be talking about large belief based on their perspective of what people believe in and why. Monday, 1 p.m., Hilton, room 202.
All right, I'll go into the cancellations and assume all of these are on Monday. Tuesday, everything has been canceled. Charisma Carpenter and Julie Benz will not be on Working with Joss today at 10 a.m. in the Crystal Ballroom of the Hilton.
Joe Flanagan will not be on Stargate Multiverse, the Supergate panel today at 10 a.m. in the Atrium Ballroom.
An Hour with Draco Malfoy is still 0 hours today, 11:30 a.m., Centennial 2-3.
Catherine Kurtz will not be on Last Chance Ask the Authors, and that will be today at 11:30 a.m. Centennial 2-3.
Sean H. Shaw will not be on Peep Show today at 1 p.m. in Hanover.
Holy War Discovery Institute's Assault on Neuroscience will not be assaulting the 202 room in the Hilton Monday at 1 p.m.
Okay, I get this one every day, and it gets harder and harder to say
I'm
it correctly.
Sorry.
Charlene Harris will not be on Plodding or Plotting
Very
today
good.
At 2:30 p.m. in Manila, Singapore, Hong Kong.
And now for updates. The Guild Q&A with Felicia Day moved from Capitol Ballroom in the Sheraton to the Grand Ballroom A through F in the Sheraton today at 10 a.m.
So upgrade.
Upgrade. She
leveled up.
Yeah, she unlocked an achievement. Achievement, Grand Ballroom. Ghost Hunters, what's coming? It's coming through the wall. It's actually coming through the air wall in Centennial 1 into this room Monday, 1 p.m., high at Centennial 2-3.
Being Human has been moved from 10 a.m. today. Oh, wait, to Sunday, 10 p.m. in Valdosta. So sorry, don't try to go to the Being Human panel today at Monday 10.
Whoops.
Last Chance Ask the Authors moved from Centennial 1 to Centennial 2 and 3 today at 11:30 a.m.
Religion, Spirituality, and the Paranormal moved from Monday 1 p.m. to Monday 10 a.m. Marriott M106-107.
Sanctuary Don't Feed the Monsters has been pushed back from today at 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. instead.
And Seeker, The Truth Shall Lead the Way, moved from today at 2:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. in Centennial 1.
Okay, and that's the schedule changes for today. It's a pretty light day. If you're going to stick around all day looking for something to do, there are still some panels here. Folks in Centennial 2-3 are assembling as we speak for our Farscape panel. Yeah!
I think they're fans.
They might be fans. We also have today's robot battles. That's happening over in the Regency 6-7 in the Hyatt. That is always an entertaining show. It goes on for quite a while, sometimes a little longer than what's in the schedule, but we try to rein it in. It is really neat to see people building their own robots, spending all that time handcrafting something that's going to be torn and shredded to bits in a matter of minutes on the Ring of Death.
Yes, and in fact, if you're looking for additions to your steampunk costume, if you just go by and pick up some of the losers, you can just take their gears and put them right on.
Ooh, look at that. It's brass and it's coming right towards me. Wear goggles. That's why steampunks have goggles. Take them off your hat. Put them on your head. They work much better that way. Kelly hosts robot battles every year, and the real entertaining thing about robot battles is what is Kelly going to wear this year? You've been there before.
Kelly has fans.
Kelly has fans. Those fans are probably have like some kind of sunglasses or something to reduce the glare off of Kelly's outfits. Last year, I think, it was some sort of cowboy, sort of like village people's understudy sort of thing going on there. It was a little frightening. All right, let's talk a little bit about the video stuff going on for this podcast. First of all, I would like to personally apologize to anybody who is subscribing to the podcast and not get yesterday's video edition. The reason this didn't happen is because we had what we like to call in the industry technical issues. We do have the audio editions for all 4 days. Three of them are already up, and by the time we get done with this, very shortly after, the fourth one will be available. You will not be able to see our faces, which is good because some of us are very tired. And it would really be better just to listen to our voices and not see the sleep deprivation. But this is a very nice robe, so hopefully it shows up well on camera. Dana, I think it is probably time for us to go to our live feed. We're going to try to establish our last live link with Crispy, our man in the hall. You know, a lot of these shows have man on the street. We've got our man in the hall because, yeah, why go outside unless you're in line for any one of our Battlestar events? So are we ready to throw that over to Crispy? Crispy, are you there? Crispy? Crispy, it's time for Man in the Hall. Are you there? Are you there?
I think. Oh, sweet. Sweet carnivorous Voltaire like Jesus. They're everywhere. I've been hit in the eye 16 times with wings. I don't know what to do, what's going on anymore. I don't even know my name. Crispy, keep to the right. Keep to the right!
Okay.
And
that is potentially the last we will ever hear of Crispy. Dana, make sure that we get the deposit for the microphone and satellite equipment from him, because I'm a little concerned now. I think we worked him a little too hard. But we thank you for his contribution to the show.
And if you'd like to audition to replace Crispy next year, let us know.
Show us how frazzled you could be in just 4 days of convention. All right, we're going to start wrapping this up. We may actually run a little short today. That's because the convention is, again, on its last legs. Look at this short little list of additions and changes. Plus, we realize people do want to check out of their rooms, get moving, get to the last set of events we have, which even though it is Monday, I do have to admit there's still some pretty awesome stuff to see.
It's true.
Felicia Day is the panel I'm looking forward to most. Hopefully, I can shamble down towards the Sheridan. I'm also going to hit the Walk of Fame myself for a last-minute look at the famous people that have not yet departed the building. I think the dealer's room still has some opportunities available for us, Allie. Anything you want to hit today before we take off?
Probably going to check out the dealer's room for any, usually you can get a good bargain on the last day.
So. Oh, yeah, that's true. People don't want to ship their stuff back necessarily. They may give you a little bit of a discount on that. Artists, oh, if the art show is still up and running, you might want to walk through that. There's some really good stuff in the art show this year. All right, so a couple of other announcements before we take off. Allie, would you like to give us our final convention tip of the day?
After you've seen everything you want to see today, go home and actually get some sleep.
Really?
I know that's what I'm planning on doing. So.
Yes, sleep. This is the weird thing. I've actually, because of doing the late show every morning, and once you get to Monday, you understand why we called it the late show, even though it's at 9 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of you nodding in agreement. A lot of you are nodding off.
Yes.
Listen
they
to
look
the sound
very
of
similar.
My voice. You are getting sleepy, very sleepy, yet informed. It is easy to overdo it. We like you to come back the next year.
We do not want you to have to come back by medic, so...
Yeah. If you overdid a little bit too much, do note that we have disability services. We've reserved some seats up front for you. If you really, really overdid it, we would prefer that you be able to move freely among the convention as you wish. I'd like to thank a lot of people for not only making this convention possible, but making the first run of this show possible and moderately successful, I believe. I think it's worked out so far. We'll see if we can improve it next year.
We got applause.
Yay, we got applause. By the way, we were never planning to do the show in front of an audience. This was always going to be a closed room. We're just going to do this little, like, public access 30-minute talkie show. Everything will be fun and fine. And then they moved the Shatner-Nimoy panel in here at 10.
Yes,
and they said, we're going to start loading the room at 8. And I'm like, oh, really? Look at my mole. I got to go. Who stole my watch? Shatner! We were referring to that as Shatapalooza 2009. And we did declare that Holy Shat was acceptable profanity and now replaces Belgium as one of the most profane words in the universe. The thing is, the Shatner panel was amazing. It was a lot of fun, and he actually did drop it on the Emoys panel yesterday, somewhat unannounced. Thank you, Twitter, for ruining the unannounced.
Grr, yeah, well.
Internet and your rumors.
Twitter ruins everything.
Grr. But those were a lot of fun, and I think from the staff's perspective, all the work we had to do in the last couple of weeks to make that happen was completely worth it, not only for us to see it, but for the fans to see it as well. So, and I got to thank everybody on staff. I was in the room for that whole thing, and it was really good to see how quickly we got everybody loaded up, how nice everybody was to us on our first day.
Thank you.
Because when I had to come down Friday morning and tell these two guys that, by the way, you know how we're going to do the show live with nobody in the room? This morning we're going to do the show live with one small change. There's going to be 1,600 people in front of us.
Yes, and I've never been in front of an audience, so.
See, I thought they were all coming for my Shatner impression.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Fail. So, first of all, the people who produce this show every day, they are part of the DragonCon videography and DragonCon technical operations staff. My cameraman today and from before is Cliff, first-time staffer this year.
First-time staffer, long-time listener.
Darius is master control today. Darius has transferred to videography from years of working the anime rooms and also works in several anime conventions as well. Dana is our show producer and director. That tries to keep me on task and on schedule and also produces our Man in the Hall bits with Crispy, also known as Chris Lloyd. Obviously couldn't be here today because he's out in the hall. Patrick Freeman is one of the co-founders of DragonCon TV and is our technical director and posts the podcast every day. Thank you, Patrick. Joey's the man who makes paper airplanes, throws them at me, and also makes sure we have sound in the room. Thank you very much, sir.
Don't get my airplanes.
Well, whatever. All right. We also have a lot of people, Green Lantern, wandering around. The Green Lantern Corps, I think is what we're going to keep calling them. I like that a lot. They are part of the technical operations staff. There's over 100 of them helping make sure that we have sound, lights, and little pictures up on the screen. They deserve a big round of applause. Overall, there are 1,500-plus volunteers for DragonCon. There are only 3 paid employees of DragonCon. It's a big deal. People put a lot of time into it. People I couldn't do this job without. Our chairman, Pat Henry, our senior director of media relations, Cassie Gordon, our media relations director, Dan Carroll, and also our security staff, who keeps the riffraff from assaulting us in the hallways, and also just make sure that everybody gets loaded in and out of rooms as quickly and efficiently as possible so that you can continue to enjoy this show. What else have we got? Because I think we're pretty much at the end.
I think we're pretty much end of con.
Allie, this is the end. My only friend, the end. Oh, she's a sad Allie. Allie, any final thoughts before we take off? Her final thought is... Patrick, stop it. Steven, any final thoughts?
My final thought is I've got to go get my luggage out of my hotel room and drag it down the elevators.
What is this luggage thing?
It contains all the things we bought at the convention.
It's Thank got you, the picture of dice I bought. Scoop.
Hang on, I have to...
We're going to be going down. Rattle.
Hang on, I have to make a roll in Shadow Run. Thank you for the five
Sometimes
people who got
you
that
just gotta, you got to roll a lot of dice.
Hey, when you stop playing the Star Wars RPG, what am I going to do all these six-siders? Oh, Shadow Run. Okay, and my final thought is Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Thank you, Steven.
You're an evil, evil man.
For Steven, Allie, and 1,500 people who couldn't be here today, my name is Brian Richardson. Thank you for attending DragonCon 2009. Thank you for watching The Late Show, and we are done. Play me off, keyboard Klingon.
Okay, throw the planes at him.